It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, I'm going to go with what we've kind of been seeing with here the last couple of weeks and say cattle. You know, right now cattle do look like they're trying to make a pretty decent recovery, and we do have a couple of reports coming out that should be friendly. Of course, this Friday we got the cattle on feed report. That should help a little bit. And also the weather that we've been seeing slowing down some marketing, which is going to take some of the weight off of some of the slaughter weights, bring them down. They've been creeping up a little bit, and I think this weather will help bring that down. I also go with the Dow, as that set new contract highs again last week, and the dollar is seeing some strength off of the ideas that maybe the Fed is going to push back some of their interest rate decreases.
And that bodes negative for the grain markets, which is what's not hot.
Exactly. And then you throw in the fact that USDA came out with their data dump last Friday. And, you know, it wasn't bad on the wheat side because we did see winter wheat acres less than expected, but all the other numbers coming in a little bit better than or higher than expected, which really sent, Minneapolis wheat to new lows, corn to new lows, and it pushed the soybean market to push to test that $12 support line. So, yeah, we're sitting down at the bottom end of the trading ranges for a lot of the grains, and hopefully we can see some demand step in now since we've got a fire sale going on.
Yeah, seeing a little bit of a bounce here this morning, especially the soybeans.
A good bounce this morning. I think that's, gives us a hint that there might be some exports coming into play. And, you know, you look at it, and, you know, right now Brazil is expecting to see hot and dry conditions for this week. Maybe that'll help trim that production a little bit more.
Yep. And then the wheat market also slightly higher here.
Slightly higher off of the idea that, you know, of course, the winter wheat had some pretty cold temperatures, some nasty weather. They're thinking there's a little bit of winter kill. And with the lower acres, that's helping to support that winter wheat crop.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.